As is the case every year, there were some big stories in the world of entertainment that dominated the news over the past 12 months. And for a breakdown of the most notable ones, let's turn to Jacqueline Roth, executive editor of Morning Honey. Jacqueline, thanks so much for coming on. And I think without a doubt, the place we have to start is with the Free Britney movement. Britney Spears getting out of her conservatorship. Step us through that big news-making development.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Yes, what a year it's been indeed. Starting off with Britney, she obviously, you know, this whole thing kind of started when they brought out that whole TV show about that was on FX and I believe later on Hulu, where it was about, you know, Britney and what is she doing? Is she trapped? Is she okay? You know, we had really not heard from her except for on Instagram when she posts these, you know, weird twirling videos and weird dancing videos. And everyone was like, I don't think she's okay. And so the film obviously tackled that and showed, you know, her conservatorship and that her father was in charge of it and that he was kind of keeping the money for himself as well. And then later we learned that her mom also was in on it too and that she also was keeping the money as well. And so basically it ended up in Britney finally speaking out during one of her trials and saying that she, you know, yes, she's trapped and that she does not have any control of her money and that she does not have control of her career and that she is essentially trapped and she can't get married. She can't have babies. She had an IUD in her that was forced to be in her. It was really, really eye-opening and really sad. And so obviously because of how amazing her fan base is and we all love her and want the best for her and, you know, to be trapped in this conservatorship for 11 years or however long it's been ever since she had her mental health, you know, attack when she, you know, kind of lost it and, you know, her cut her hair and staffed the photographer.
Which real quick on that point, that's something that I think would be handled much differently if it happened today. There was a huge pile-on effect back then, but today, with what we know about mental health, I don't think the media and the fan reaction would have been quite the same.
I totally agree. And I think even whoever she had an interview with, whoever it was, they said, you know, we really didn't treat her well. We really should have said, you know, they were kind of making fun of her, saying, you know, she went crazy, she went berserk, and, you know, now it's so much more, oh, wow, we really should have been there for her. We should have asked her what she was going through. We should have, you know, done something for her and, you know, helped her. And so, and I think she obviously really appreciated that as well, that people were coming back and, you know, kind of taking back everything that they had said, because she even said, you know, I really appreciate everyone sticking up for me. And, you know, yeah, you should have been there for me back then. You weren't, but, you know, now hopefully I'm getting a second chance at life now. So she is, so she, after all this, she is now finally free. And so now she is living her life. She looks so happy. She doesn't have a relationship, it seems like, with her mom or her dad, and also her sister, and I think her brother too. They have, her sister and her claim to be, Jamie Lynn Spears claim to be close, but Jamie has been posting kind of a little cryptic things, and Britney posted something about how Jamie has never really been there for her either. So, you know, it's sad that she's not, I know it's sad that she's not really with her family so much, but now she has Sam, her fiance, you know, he proposed finally, which was, you know, something she's always been wanting. And it seems like babies are on the brain. I know that she has been outspoken about wanting a baby and especially a baby girl. She posted something on Instagram last week of herself holding, we think it's a new animal. And it said, you know, something, the new addition to the family. So people are speculating that it's, you know, a dog, a cat or something like that. But it definitely seems like she wants to get married. And I think it's going to be soon. And I think after that, they're going to try for a kid, especially because he's young. He's only in his 20s. Yeah. So,
and it does sound like, based on some of what she has insinuated, that there may be some lawsuits on the horizon against her own family.
Yeah, I think the dad is trying to now drag her back and saying that he's owed money. And, you know, it just sounds like they can't give it a rest. Like they want what is hers. And obviously that's not right and that's not fair. And hopefully she will be able to, you know, stand her ground. She's done it for this long. So hopefully if she hangs in there a little bit more.
Well, this whole story really brought conservatorships to the forefront, and I think they're getting a second look now because of what Brittany went through and the movement that all of that created. Again, I'm joined right now by the executive editor of Morning Honey. You can find all things entertainment and much more at morninghoney.com. The other big story, and this is a more recent one, the Astroworld tragedy. Tell us about that. Give us an overview, once again, as to what happened and where things stand now. We were just talking about potential lawsuits, Brittany filing some against her family. Talk about lawsuits. Astroworld, there are a ton tied up with what happened there.
Yeah. So, and with Astroworld, you know, Travis Scott was performing at this big concert in Texas. And all of a sudden, you know, the crowd kind of went into stampede. And people, all of a sudden, they heard that there were, like, 10 people that had died in the stampede, and they weren't sure if it was related to drugs or, you know, if someone had roofied them or what kind of was happening. And now it's been revealed that, you know, some of these people were like in their teenage years. Some of them were really young. I remember reading someone that it was their first concert and that they had just, you know, that was the only first concert they'll ever been to, which is just so sad. And Travis Scott's, you know, girlfriend Kylie Jenner was also in the audience, but she apparently was in, you know, a much more, and she's pregnant and was in a much more closed off section, obviously not in the stampede area. So obviously now all these people that have passed away, I think their families are now are suing Travis for the concert and for what happened, because obviously no one should ever, we go to concerts for fun. No. You know, we should never be nervous about going to a concert.
And the big question was whether or not Travis Scott acted appropriately on stage, whether or not he should have shut things down sooner, realized what was happening in the crowd. He did a recent interview where he tried to make the case that he just didn't know what was happening. So there's still a lot of questions about all of that.
Yeah. And I think he is paying for like all the funeral costs and all that stuff. So he's definitely taking action and he's definitely stepping up, but I think that he could be stepping up probably a little bit more. I feel like he's been very quiet about everything. And I understand it's obviously a shocking and terrible tragedy, but I really do think he maybe should be stepping up a bit more. And I know Kylie also has been very, very quiet on social media as well. And I think she's very traumatized by it all too. And so, but again, like these are people who have such big platforms. Like I feel like they should be helping, you know, as much as they can. And I guess at this point, there's only so much they can do. But
you wonder, too, if the threat of lawsuits is keeping them quiet right now, if that maybe has to do with advice from counsel. Last thing I want to get to real quick. And again, I'm joined by Jacqueline Roth, the executive editor of Morning Honey, talking about some of the top entertainment stories of 2021. We can't wrap up without talking about Meghan and Harry.
Yeah, so what an interview it was. This was, I want to say, like the most talked about moment, because we're still talking about it today. And it's, I'm still writing about it. So it's definitely, you know, something that is going to, we'll never forget it. But basically this year, Meghan and Harry, who left the royal family in 2020, decided to give their first interview to Oprah, and where they sat down with her for an hour and a half or so. And it basically, they didn't hold anything back, and they spoke about their life outside of it, like what was living in the palace was like and what the queen was like and what his relationship with William is like. And he did not, you know, he did not talk great about his family. Basically said there's someone, the royal family is racist, that someone was concerned about Archie, their son's skin color. They said that, you know, his relationship with William isn't that great. He said him and Charles, his father, barely have a relationship either, and that Charles wasn't even taking his calls at one point. So it was just very, very eye-opening. Meghan saying that, you know, she wanted to commit suicide, which is terrible. And, you know, she would stay up at night looking at all the headlines and things that people were saying about her. She barely left the house, the palace. So in the end, they left, and it obviously seems like it was the best decision for them, because now they get to be on their own in California, you know, not being hounded by the British press.
And, it definitely, you know, the interview definitely seemed to create a lot of opinions. And you were either Team Meghan and Harry or you weren't Team Meghan and Harry. That was pretty much how it all played out following that interview. Jacqueline Roth, executive editor of Morning Honey. You can find all the latest entertainment news and a whole lot more at morninghoney.com. Jacqueline, thanks so much for coming on and stepping through all of that with us. We appreciate it.
Of course. Thanks for having me. Happy holidays, everyone.